It's John Breslin on Around the Northwest. Now, this Easter Monday, there's going to be a full day of events taking place in Derry to mark the 1 year anniversary of the death of Derry City Captain Ryan McBride. All the funds raised will go to the Ryan McBride Foundation, which was set up by his family. And to tell us more, now I'm joined on the line by his brother-in-law and director of the Ryan McBride Foundation, Gareth McKay. Gareth, it's quite the day of football, and then to follow it all up, entertainment as well.
It is, yes. It's been probably take us maybe 5 or 6 months to put it all together. We have a full day of Masters football. We've managed to bring some really top names, particularly the well-known names, the people on this island, like Damien Duff and Kevin Cabana, or every sporting heroes.
Absolutely.
100 caps under their belt and Premier League titles. So,
it's a big day. It's a six-a-side Masters tournament, isn't that right?
Six-a-side Masters, yeah. So it keeps plenty of interest. You know, you find sometimes when you play at 11-a-side, it becomes like a testimonial and everyone's kind of strolling about.
But yeah.
Six-a-side Masters, there's nowhere to hide. So,
a bit more intense.
A bit more intense. 12-minute games. So they... they'll all play each other once, and then the top two will play off in a final.
Right.
And then the inaugural Ryan McBride Sixes Trophy.
Now, the teams taking part include Republic of Ireland, Northern Ireland, Derry City, and a League of Ireland select. So just run through some of the names on those teams.
Well, the Republic of Ireland team, we've had a few wee changes coming in and out, but we have Kevin Coban, we have Damien Duff, we have Wayne Henderson, the goalkeeper. And then we also have Kenny Cunningham, played in the 2002 World Cup. Stephen Kelly, who's not long retired himself in Birmingham City. And Graham Barrett, ex-Arsenal as well. So
well-known names.
Well-known names. And then on the Northern Ireland, then we have Paul McVeigh, who used to play for Nord City. David Healy, we have...
Northern Ireland's top goal scorer.
Northern Ireland's record goal scorer, the man at Slade, England, the Windsor Park. And we've Gary Hamilton, who's current manager, Glenavon, and Michael Gulp. And in the League of Ireland, we have most of their guys. It's become quite competitive, to be honest, John. It wasn't really meant to be as competitive, but all the guys are pretty much only not long retired. So we've Gary Twigg, who's a big hero with Shamrock Rovers. We've Joseph Ndo, who has been in the League of Ireland for 10, 15 years and probably been the best player in it. And Stephen Rice. So we have boys who are not really that long retired. And then our own boys are Derry City lads, who we hope are the favourites. Well, we've actually got out of Finn Harpsladen in there as well. We've got Kevin McHugh playing, Rory Higgins, Gareth McGlynn, Kevin Deary, Barry Malloy, Peter Hutton, well known to Finn Harpsladen and Derry City fans. And we've got Dermot O'Neill, who's come on from Dublin. He was Derry's keeper when he won the FAA Cup in 95. That team's managed by Felix Healy, and the Republic of Ireland team will be managed by Noel King.
It's a great lineup on and off the field, and it doesn't finish with the football. Now, that tournament kicks off at the Brandywell, the new look, newly refurbished, many might say, well, the newly rebuilt, really, Brandywell.
That's
at 1:30.
Half past one, and it's going to be a great family fun day as well. We have jugglers. We have a guy who was on Britain's Got Talent for balloon art and all that sort of stuff. Mm. We have magicians. We have face painters. So, yeah, something for everyone. And we've got family tickets on sale as well. They make it a wee bit more cheaper for people that's bringing their kids, you know.
Brilliant. And that's this Easter Monday. And then it doesn't Easter finish Monday. With the football, because there's going to be a dinner that night then in the Everglades.
There's a dinner that night. It was just too good of an opportunity. We do have an annual dinner we won last year. John Giles was our guest then. But with having these types of players in the city on that day, we thought was too good an opportunity to miss. So that evening, we're having a four-course meal in the Everglades Hotel. And Kevin Coban and Stephen Hunt, who are sort of actually what I mentioned earlier, Stephen Hunt are going to do a bit of a Q&A after the meal.
Right.
Then we have a band called the Clenders, who have come over from Glasgow. They recently did a charity single called Captain McBride about Ryan.
Yep.
And they're going to come over and play that live for us. And then we'll have a DJ later on that evening. We'll probably find a letter heard on about them have a couple of drinks to try and get ourselves after.
And why not?
Probably a hard day's work for us in the background, you know.
Yeah, yeah. And a right day's playing as well for a lot of the players, because a lot of the... Hello? Hello, I think...
Yeah,
oh, yeah, sorry, I thought we'd lost you there, Gareth. But a lot of the players are going to be at the event afterwards as well.
Yes, there's a good number of the players are going to be at the event that night as well. I would say just over half of them. Right. Some of the others, you obviously have other commitments and travelled long distances or have maybe stayed the night before playing, so they're heading back down. But there's a large number of them will be at the dinner as well.
Brilliant. And all the money raised going to the Ryan McBride Foundation. What is it used for then?
Well, at the minute, I suppose we've been now kind of going for about 10 months, and we've did a lot of holiday camps, and we've done them, you know, because we've raised money, we did one recently for 3 days football. We did football for a fiver, so it was £5, you know, three days of a full football camp, the coaching taken by the Derry City players. Yeah. We've been in primary schools. We go in there and work with the kids. We did a 6-week program. We give away tickets on a Friday evening to the games. We bring players into the schools to do Q&As. But we have our biggest kind of thing that we've been looking to do is to set up what's going to be called the Ryan McBride Second Chance Academy. And that's what our big aim is. That academy is aimed at the ages of 17 to 20. It's really aimed at players who maybe have come, who finished school at 16, have finished with their own club at 16, mm-hmm. and perhaps haven't been good enough to go into a senior team then, but still feel like they can, there's something they offer. Very much like James McLean and Ryan, because they didn't go into Derry City until they were 19. So that provides, you know, it'll be still top-class coaching from, you know, UEFA coaches, and it'll take place at you know, 7:30 in the morning. So the guys can finish and go off to work, go off to tech or whatever it is, and that's the aim. We're hoping they have a pilot of that running for 6 weeks and around maybe June time.
Great idea.
Success, we'll try and roll it out, you know.
Young players who maybe are on the cusp of breaking through and for one reason or another don't, this would give them another chance, another bite of the cherry, if you like.
Yes, I think that's what happened. You know, the guys who are sort of looked at 16 and they're good enough, going to St. Harps, or they go into Derry City, or they go to Institute, or wherever it may be. But a lot of the guys at 16 haven't finished growing. There's still a lot more to give in terms of, say, the developers. So it gives them that opportunity to go and still have a top-class coaching. Because what happens here, particularly in Derry, is at 16, if they don't go into those teams, they end up playing pub football.
Yeah.
Where they just play on a Saturday morning or a Sunday morning, and that's it. They play in the next Saturday morning or Sunday morning. Yeah. So this is giving them, you know, Tuesday morning, Thursday morning training, advice on diet and all the rest. And then we're also trying to hook in with some education places here in Derry to see if we can have some of them then go into the essential skills, math and English, you know, employability skills. And that's kind of the next step. And there's a social aspect there as well. You know, we want to try and improve these guys' lives. They may never make it at football, but we want to improve for them in terms of, as well, the social aspect of trying to, you know, it's all about determination and sticking to something. That was what Ryan stood for as well. So there's other aspects rather than just producing footballers. It's about producing well-rounded people as well.
Well, it's all off to a great start, and it continues with this full day of events at the newly renovated Brandywell, starting with the Six-A-Side Masters Tournament Easter Monday, and that starts at 1:30, and then there's an evening at dinner and a question and answer with Kevin Caban and Stephen Hunt in the Everglades on Monday night. Gareth McKay, the best of luck on Monday.
Not a problem. Thanks very much, John.
Bye now.